Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with National Opinion Service and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for statistical purposes, may I please have your age?
56.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Yes, more.
And would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because if we need a good president to care about the poor people and regular people and not trying to take away people's benefits and is racist.
Thank you so much. Let me ask you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
Yes, very satisfied.
Okay. And let me ask you, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Keeping up.
Thank you. I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections. Please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Let's start with ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
It's important.
And if you could rate it from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all and 10 most important?
Ten.
Thank you. What about reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold back cops accountable? From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. What about investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers? From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
10.
Thank you. The next one is fighting back against racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
10.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
Thank you. Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels and building a clean energy future. From 0 to 10, how important is that for you?
8.
Thank you. What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
10.
Thank you so much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two options. Could be stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, improving K-12 public school and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or others. You can choose two options if you wish.
What do you say about the racism? Fighting against racism?
Okay, yes.
The white supremacism, yeah, fighting against that, and our economy.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate the feeling towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, and when 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Let's start with Jill Stein. From 0 to 100, how favorable is that? Is him for you?
Oh, what happened? I mean, what's his name?
Jill Stein, that's the name.
What'd you say?
How favorable is that person from you, from 0 to 100?
How favorable is what?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that again? That has something to do with the environment or something?
Yeah, it's a person. I'm giving some names of people and organizations, and you can tell me from 0 to 100 how favorable or unfavorable that person is in your opinion.
And oh, the person. Oh, what person you named?
Jill Stein, that's the name.
Oh, no, I don't know that person.
Okay, perfect. The next one is J.D. Vance.
No, I don't know that person.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100.
I haven't really been hearing anything good about him. I guess 0.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, she's 100.
Thank you.
100 means favorable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's 100. Okay. What about Michelle Obama?
She's 100.
Okay. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
All of them is 0.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness. He's 0.
And the next
times
one,
0.
And the next one is Joe Biden.
He's 100.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first statement says, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. You agree or disagree?
No, I agree.
Okay. And would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat or what?
Somewhat agree or somewhat, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The next statement says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. Please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. Let's start with fixing the immigration system. It will be Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay, and would you say Harris is much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Thank you. The next says, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Is definitely Harris.
Okay. The next one says, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Harris.
Thank you. Maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for Black women.
What is that?
Yeah. The statement says, maternal health issues and disproportionate negative health outcomes for Black women.
What's that supposed to be? I don't even understand the question, really. Is it understand the health care of Black women?
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Harris will be understanding, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And improving K-12 public school education.
Harris.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote into 2024 elections. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, and 0 is at all a not convincing reason to vote. Let's start with the first statement. Where corporations are raking in record profits and raising their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by, and instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It is time we use our political power to demand that politicians trying to get our votes put forward a plan to stop pricing and bring down the cost of everyday goods so that more working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing is the reason for you to vote?
That's a good reason.
Okay. Would you say a 10?
What do you think?
Would you say it would be a 10?
Oh, yeah, 10.
Okay. The next one says, our country has gone through so much in the last few years. Our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise, and political violence is growing. We need a fresh start, a reset, a change from the same old leaders and old ideas. And for the first time in a long time, we have a chance for that. We can vote for change now. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that reason for you to vote?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Thank you so much. And the last one says, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities and the future for our children. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought for long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backward. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that reason for you to vote?
10.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions for statistical purposes. We're almost done. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential elections are more important, less, or about the same?
More important.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Let's start with Instagram. Did you use that in the past 2 days, yes or no?
No.
Okay, what about YouTube?
Yes.
Thank you. TikTok?
No.
Twitter?
No.
And Facebook?
No.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
The last year?
The last year of schooling that you have completed, or the last grade of schooling that you have completed.
The last school year I completed?
Yes, ma'am.
That was 1986, okay. 85, 96, so on.
And what was the grade?
12th grade.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban?
You mean children, period? I have a grandson that's younger.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess it's urban.
Thank you, ma'am. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week?
I have been out in 10 years.
Oh, understand. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I'm moderate.
Thank you so much. And which one following best describes your work situation? You're employed, retired,
no.
Or disabled?
Disabled, retired.
Thank you so much. Well, this concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy
welcome.
Your day. Take care,
ma'am. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.